USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. And this is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
Georgia's gubernatorial primary today will feature President Trump-endorsed candidate David Perdue versus Vice President Mike Pence's candidate choice, Brian Kemp. This shows the split between Trump and Pence and indicates Mike Pence's own 2024 presidential run could be on the horizon. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Employees at Bank of America are getting a raise.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's chief human resources officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 20-year veteran of Russia's diplomatic service announced his resignation Monday in protest against the country's war in Ukraine. Boris Bondarev, a diplomat to Russia's mission to the United Nations in Geneva, posted a statement on LinkedIn condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine and criticizing the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs for complicity in what he described as an aggressive war. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former U.S. Senator David Perdue, the Republican from Georgia, will face incumbent Brian Kemp in Tuesday's Republican gubernatorial primary. Mr. Perdue on Newsmax said that the polling in the race has been misleading.
These polls are really misleading right now for one very big reason. Guys, over 500,000 people have voted in early voting in Georgia on the Republican side, and half of those, this is most noteworthy, half of those voters did not vote in 2018. So by definition, all of these polls are excluding these people who are early voting who did not vote in 2018, because when they qualify somebody for a poll, you have to be in have voted in the last three primaries. And so this has been a miss we've talked about all along. You know, Matt Towery is a very good pollster, one of the best pollsters in the country. He's got another poll out this week that shows it's only a couple of points away from 50%. My goal right now is to represent the people. They're tired of a governor who has lied to them about what happened in November of 2020 in the election, denied it happened, has covered it up, and the people are outraged about it. They're upset about crime, the woke mob in the schools. They're upset about their economy. I'm trying to get rid of the state income tax. Kemp agrees with Abrams and does not want to do that. So we're in a fight down here between people and career politicians, guys.
Newsmax is reporting that veteran news anchor and broadcaster Greta Van Susteren will join the network as a host of her own daily show starting Tuesday, June 14th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.